The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on November 11, 1982 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 1, Verse 59, with Bengali translation.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That Narayana Rishi, who is a partial expansion of Krishna, has now appeared in the dynasties of Yadu and Kuru, in the forms of Krishna and Arjuna, respectively, in order to mitigate the burden of the world. Purport: Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Nara is a part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Thus, the energy and the energetic together are the Supreme Person of Godhead. Maitreya informed Vidura that Nara, the portion of Narayana, had appeared in the family of the Kurus, and that Narayana, the plenary expansion of Krishna, had come as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with the purpose of delivering the suffering humanity from the pains of material burdens. In other words, Narayana Rishi was now present in the world in the forms of Krishna and Arjuna.
Dhanubad, Shri Naranarayan Rishi, Jini Bhagavan Sri Krishna Angsha Prasaran, Jini Akhon Jodhu Ebang Kuru Vangshe, Abhibhut Enveche. Ebang Tini Abhibhut Enveche, Uhay Krishna Ebang Arjun Rupe. Ebang এইভাবে তারা জগতে এই নরনারায়ণ ঋষিকে তাৎপর্য নারায়ণ হচ্ছেন পরমেশ্বর ভগবান এবং নর হচ্ছেন পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের অংশ। এইভাবে ভগবানের শক্তি এবং পরমেশ্বর ভগবান স্বয়ং তারা একত্রে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে। মৈত্র ঋষি বিদুরকে বলছেন যে নর যিনি হচ্ছেন নরনারায়ণের অংশ বিশেষ, তিনি কুরু বংশে আবির্ভূত হয়েছেন, এবং নারায়ণ যিনি কৃষ্ণের অংশ প্রসার, তিনি কৃষ্ণরূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে। এবং এইভাবে তারা এই উদ্দেশ্যে তারা আবির্ভূত হয়েছে যে যাতে জগতে যে অতিরিক্ত ভার, সেই ভারের লাঘব হয়, অর্থাৎ তারা এই জগৎকে, জগতের দুঃখকে মোচন করবার জন্য আবির্ভূত হয়েছে। অন্যভাবে বলা যায় যে নরনারায়ণ ঋষি এখন কৃষ্ণ এবং অর্জুন রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে।
So here, many technical informations are being provided about the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His part and parcel living entities.
তো এখানে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান তার প্রকৃতি এবং তার অংশের প্রকৃতি সম্বন্ধে
One is it describes that in this particular incarnation, they've come in two forms, Nara and Narayana. Nara is a form of a human being, and Narayana is the form of God. So the Nara is the portion of Narayana. The human being is the portion of God. In other words, the individual soul is part of the Absolute Truth. Just like there's the sun and the sunlight, both are always together. What is the meaning of sun if it has no light or heat? But a very simple example is given that if the sun comes into our room, the sunlight, we can feel the presence of the sun, but we don't say the sun is in our room. It's the sunlight. So there's a difference between the light and the sun, although they are connected.
Completely opposite of what I said. So the sun,
you don't say the sun's in your room. You don't say.
We don't say.
No, you don't say. Although we can feel that the connection with the sun, the sun's not there. Anyway. The other thing that's mentioned here is that when Narayana came, that was thousands and thousands of years before the time of Krishna. But this Bhagavatam was being spoken while Krishna was still on the planet. So they're saying that the same Nara and Narayana have come in the forms of Krishna and Arjuna.
When this particular discussion is going on.
Yeah, Krishna and Arjuna at the same time were on the planet. Arjuna said, Krishna told Arjuna that you were present when I was speaking to the sun god, the science of the Bhagavad Gita. And then Arjuna replied that, how is this possible?
Krishna Bhagavad Gita Arjuna ke bolchen je ami jokhon surya ke ei tattva gyan prodan korechhilam tumi shekhane uposthit chilo tar Arjuna jiggesha korchen je seta kemon kore shombhob.
He said, the sun god Vivaswan is senior in birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? It's the text 4, chapter 4 of the Bhagavad Gita.
দেখেন চতুর্থ অধ্যায়ের পঞ্চম শ্লোকে, ভগবদ গীতা চতুর্থ অধ্যায়ের পঞ্চম শ্লোকে যে যে তোমার থেকে ডিভোশন, তিনি সূর্য ডিভোশন, সূর্য দেবতা তিনি ডিভোশন, তিনি তোমার থেকে হচ্ছেন তিনি বড়। কেমন করে আমি বুঝবো যে প্রথমে তুমি এই এই বিজ্ঞানটা বা পরিজ্ঞানটা তাকে প্রদান করেছে?
So Krishna replied, Bahuni me vyathitani janvani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvang veda parantapa. Translation, the blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
So ekhane tokhon tar protyuttor Krishna bolchen Arjunke je bohu bohu janmo amra otikrom korechi kintu tumi shetake mone rakhte paro na, kintu ami shegulo mone rekhechi.
So this is the difference, is that the soul, individual spirit souls are ever existing, they never are destroyed, so also Krishna. But Krishna never forgets, we forget.
So je bibhinna angsho Krishna je bibhinna angsho je atma she ebong she janmo jantro bibhanto koreche ebong ta sob somoy tar bortoman tara kokhono binash korte parena. Ache Krishna er ta shei obostha, Krishna kokhono binash korte parena, tumio anonda kalare tumi bidaje parena, kintu je bibhinna angsho jara tara shei tader purber sthitir kotha gulo bhule jay, sthiti gulo bhule jay, kintu Krishna shei gulo bhule jay.
The Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasansi janani yatha vihaya navani grinati naroparani tatha sarirani vihaya janani anyani sanyati navani dehi. That as a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, similarly the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
যেমন করে কোনো ব্যক্তি তার পুরনো বস্ত্র, জীর্ণ বস্ত্র পরিত্যাগ করে নতুন বস্ত্র ধারণ করে, তেমনি যখন তার দেহ, জীবের দেহ যখন কর্মক্ষম হারিয়ে ফেলে, কর্মক্ষম হারিয়ে ফেলে, তখন সেটাকে পরিত্যাগ করে সে আবার নতুন দেহ।
So actually, in this material world, there's a very great duality in that although we are not the body, and no matter what we do to make the body satisfied, you see, we won't be satisfied because we're not the body, we're the spark of life in the body, the consciousness which is making the body alive.
Jayo ei je jagat ta seta khubi dondo hoy, dondo jukto, ar amader amra ei deho noi, ar সুতরাং আমরা এই দেহকে যে যে কোনো ভাবে সুখ প্রদান করি না কেন আমরা পরিতৃপ্ত হতে পারবো না, কারণ আমরা হচ্ছে দেহ নয় এবং আমরা হচ্ছে দেহের অভ্যন্তরে অবস্থান করছেন যিনি আত্মা, সেই আত্মা হচ্ছে আমার প্রকৃত পরিচয়। সুতরাং আমরা দেহকে যতভাবে সুখ প্রদান করি না কেন তার তৃপ্তি হবে না।
So today the modern world does not at all have the slightest clue about this spiritual understanding as given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So bartaman je jagat, adhunik jagate ei Bhagavad Gita ba Srimad Bhagavate je param tattva bigyan she somporke tader kono dharona nei.
So instead of trying to realize the consciousness which is beyond the body, instead of trying to realize the permanent truth, everyone is simply engaged in satisfying the body, in increasing the body's comforts.
সুতরাং যেহেতু সেটার অভাব রয়েছে তাই সেইখানে তারা কি করছে যে দেহের অভ্যন্তরস্থ যে প্রকৃতি যে সুখ প্রদান করে, যাকে সুখ প্রদান করার কথা সেটা না করে তারা সেই পরম সেই নিত্য স্থায়ী বস্তুকে লাভ করার পরিবর্তে তারা কি করছে না এই অনিত্য অস্থায়ী বস্তুর প্রতি আসক্তি সেটাকে তারা তাকে সুখ প্রদান করার চেষ্টা করছে, আর
I saw a big exhibition at the Walt Disney World, which is called Epcot, the world of the world of the future. And there, they're trying to show that by modern technology, man has reached perfectional stage. Has reached a perfectional stage. Never mind, just stay, just breathe, you know, don't.
যে কারিগরি এবং বিজ্ঞান প্রযুক্তিবিদ্যা সেটা একজনকে সেই পূর্ণ স্তরে পৌঁছে দিতে পারে.
Now, they have already reached the perfectional stage.
Reach the perfectional
stage. Oh, yeah. You're perfect, don't you know? Punchi did the party, you said. Punchi gelo. And they're going more perfect. So this is the thing, is that in the attempt to enjoy the senses more and more, practically speaking, the temple has increased to practically a mad race. And it no longer is there any direction that one can see beyond simply satisfying the senses and the economic needs of the moment.
So, যতই তারা সেই এটা চেষ্টা করুক না ইন্দ্রিয় পরিতৃপ্ত করার জন্য, তার মাধ্যমে তাদের সেই অর্থনৈতিক অবস্থা বা সেটা কোনো উন্নতি বিধান করতে সমর্থ হচ্ছে.
Instead, we can see that in their plans to be happy, they're actually making the world a more terrible place to live in. Recently, the nuclear control department of, I believe it's the United Nations or the American government, they said by the year 1990, within the next 8 years, there's a 2% chance that there'll be a major nuclear accident which will kill a minimum of 100,000 people.
So, সম্প্রতি নিউক্লিয়ার কন্ট্রোল যে আমেরিকা নিউক্লিয়ার কন্ট্রোল প্রজেক্ট, এটা তারা গবেষণা করে এই এই সিদ্ধান্তে এসেছে যে পরবর্তী 8 বছরের মধ্যে 1990 সালের নাগাদ সেখানে এমন একটা বিস্ফোরণ ঘটবে যার মাধ্যমে প্রায় 1 লক্ষ
কমপক্ষে
1 লক্ষ লোক মারা যাবে.
Recently, when I was in New Orleans, one man took his girlfriend, one driver of the train, took his girlfriend on the train, and they were drinking together, and she was on the driving seat. She made a wrong turn on the track and derailed the whole train. 17 chemical cars were overturned, and the whole city had to be evacuated, 100,000 people. Chemicals, cars. Bogey.
That was what?
Chemical burti chilo, sub chemical.
That was burst?
Banging it like explosion. So, Shambhati,
Achyutabhat, New Orleans, Shekhane, Tini, Adjon, driver, train driver, Shekhane, Kuni, Gondana, Bolchin, Shekhane, Akin, train driver, Tar, Bandhavi, Kenny, Jachilo, Ebong, Jakon, Shay, Tar, Bandhavi, Shikai, Chalachilo, Tahon, Shita, Bingi, Chilo, Kandota, Kuk, Jore, Tar, Chalachilo, Takale, সেটা সেই রসায়ন যা ছিল, এটা ভর্তি রসায়ন ছিল, সেটা পুরোটা ভেঙে গিয়ে সারা শহরটাকে ক্ষতিগ্রস্ত.
And that chemical was so dangerous that if anyone breathed it, they would immediately die.
এবং সেই রসায়নটা এতই বিষ ছিল, বিষময় ছিল যে সেটা শুধুমাত্র শঙ্কা মাত্রই একজন মারা যেত.
So, the scientists, they're taking their money to do the whims of the big industrialists. And they're trying to make so many plans, but we see that the world is becoming a more and more dangerous place to live in.
যদিও আধুনিক বৈজ্ঞানিকেরা তারা বিভিন্ন রকম
But the actual solution is that the people in the world have to change their consciousness to actually become habituated to a more natural way of life. You can't blame the scientist or the industrialist because, after all, the people are buying the things from them. They're making what the people want to buy. You see, so unless the people themselves learn to lead a more natural way of life, there's no possibility of changing the course of the world. Of course, the way they're heading now, a war in which the present-day civilization will be destroyed is very imminent, and then they'll be forced to live a natural way of life or die. So even if someone sees that, well, there are defects in society, unless someone actually has spiritual knowledge and is actually trying to become self-realized, then the person cannot help but simply serving the senses, which means that one will be forced into this whole rat race and into the whole illusory activities.
So, যতই আমরা মানুষ বলুক না কেন সেই জগতের বিভিন্ন দুটি বিচ্ছিন্নগুলোর সম্বন্ধে, কিন্তু যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত না একজন সেই আত্ম উপলব্ধি স্তরে উন্নীত হচ্ছে, সেই তত্ত্ববিজ্ঞান সম্বন্ধে অবহিত হচ্ছে, ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত এই যে অবস্থা, এই যে এটাকে তার কখনোই মোচন করতে পারবে না।
So it says here that the avatar, the Supreme Lord, descends into the material world for the purpose of delivering the suffering humanity from the pains of material burdens. So, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared here in Mayapur Dham, he came especially to deliver the people of this iron age of machines.
So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jini Siddha Mayapur avatirna hoyechilen, tini tar avatirna hoyar ekmatro karoni chilo je ei lobha juge jibke je jantrik juge jibke taderke uddhar korar jonno.
One time Srila Prabhupada told one of his secretaries that we can all live at, when the secretary was complaining that there's going to be a war and there's so much difficulty, what to do, then Prabhupada said we can all live just on the side of the Ganges River here in Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna.
So, প্রভুবাদকে বলছিলেন যে যখন বিশ্ব যখন খুব বিরাট যুদ্ধ আসবে তখন কি হবে, তখন অবস্থাটা কি হবে, তখন প্রভুবাদ বলেছিলেন যে সিধা মায়াপুরে গিয়ে গঙ্গাধারে হইলাম কীর্তন এবং
জপ। No, 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 that's not possible. We can't live outside of the city. He said, I'm too used to the machines. If I can't hear a refrigerator at night, I won't get to sleep.
তখন তিনি বলছেন
The Prabhupada said, yes, you Westerners, you are addicted to machines. He said, there's a story in Bengal which I can tell you. So that's come on, listen. That's, just you got to say quick, short. Don't just space out. One time there was a grihastha householder, and he was calling the people. If anybody was hungry, it's the Vedic custom that if anybody's hungry, then the householder, before taking his own meal, he should feed any hungry person. Actually, people complain that there's, you can see in the Vedic civilization, there was no need for social security or for welfare checks. If anybody was really hungry, well, if everybody is inviting anyone on the street to take a meal, obviously there's only a few percent of the people that are hungry, then automatically the society itself picks up the burden. Complete opposite. Huh? So, there was one fisherman who was there carrying his basket. He said, well, I haven't eaten yet. So then the man said, all right, come in, but leave your basket outside. It smells so bad. So he brought in the fisherman, and in the courtyard, he fed that man sumptuously. Then he asked the man that whether he has any place to stay that night. The guy said, look, jigas korchi tar thakar kono sthan chilo. He said, no, I don't have any place to stay. He said, bolechi na amar kono jayga nai. They said, please, you stay here tonight. So then the person, that fisherman, went to sleep, the householder went to sleep. In the middle of the night, a little call of nature caused the householder to get up about 1 in the morning, and he saw that that fisherman was turning and tossing and turning and wasn't sleeping properly.
So,
what's the matter? Why you're not sleeping? I just can't get to sleep. Why are you not able to sleep? So then he said, well, always, my whole life, I always have my basket with me. And without smelling my basket, I can't get to sleep. Without smelling the smell of the rotten fish, I can't get to sleep. So then the house said, all right, bring in your basket. I don't want a guest to be inconvenienced in my house. Then immediately the fisherman could get to sleep. So Prabhupada was telling this story, he started laughing, slapping his leg. He said, you Westerners, you're just like this. You can't smell some oil, some machine, you won't get to sleep. So, actually, all that needs to be done is simply to change the reference point. Once we understand we're not the body, immediately everything changes. Just like they have a saying, are you eat to live or live to eat? Anyway, so in this way, whether right now people are living to eat, they're living just to enjoy the body, but actually the body is meant to be used in order that we can live eternally by realizing our soul, by realizing Krishna, by realizing the spiritual truth. The first thing that a human being should ask is, who am I? And then by proper intellectual contemplation, one can easily understand that we are not this body. Just like if we bind our arm with a tourniquet, with a rope, then suddenly we lose all the feeling in our arm as soon as we cut off the blood circulation. So, at that time, practically speaking, the hand is dead. The Bhagavad Gita says that the jiva-atma, the spiritual spark, is situated in the heart, and through the blood, the consciousness is expanded out throughout the body. Spiritual spark, jiva-atma. Actually, this body is dead. It's made alive only because there's this spiritual energy is there in the body. Body is an intricate machine produced by the material energy. You see, but the actual energy source, the power pack, that is in the form of the spiritual energy. That is who we are. We are the spiritual energy. Only death is simply when that spiritual spark leaves the body. Then the body is no longer activated. Every body goes through six changes. Is it described in the Vedas that once the soul enters into a seed or an embryo or an egg, depending on the type of life it is, then from that point it goes through six changes. First there's birth, then there's growth. Then there's a maintaining for some time produces byproducts. Children, for instance. Then it decreases. Then finally, death. From death, then the soul is again freed from the body, and in a subtle mental body goes on, and again enters into another ovum, or into another womb, and again starts the whole transition again. So if we live simply to maintain this particular body, that is said to be the greatest foolishness. Because this body is bound to be finished sooner or later. Instead, we're to keep the body healthy, keep the body well kept, but devote all our spare energy beyond that for understanding the real spiritual nature of our existence, the eternal nature of our existence, scientifically. Otherwise, in this material world, there are three modes. And these three modes, they take the consciousness of the conditioned materialistically conditioned souls to different mentalities. Mode of goodness is where one wants to help other people, one wants to do good works. Mode of passion creates a mentality where one simply wants to work for one's own immediate interest or for the interest of one's family or nation, for profit. In the mode of ignorance, that's when one becomes bitter and angry and becomes disgusted with different things, and so they get absorbed in intoxication or in anger or in vengeance or just different kind of bitterness, madness. So you don't find one person that just has one of these qualities, then you find mixture, different percentages of each. But all these three consciousnesses are all on the bodily platform, doing good for other people's bodies, getting profit for one's own body, or just being disgusted over the miseries and pains and the misuse of the body. So this Krishna conscious movement, because the vision is completely beyond the bodily platform, we're talking about the actual spiritual energy or the living force which is propelling all these bodies, therefore this has nothing to do with the whole material world at all.
So
যেহেতু আমাদের অন্তরাষ্ট্রীয় কৃষ্ণ ভবনামৃত সংঘ অর্থাৎ কৃষ্ণ ভবনামৃত দিব্য জীব আত্মা উপলব্ধি করার জন্য উদ্দেশ্যই, সেই কারণে এই দেহ সম্বন্ধে কিছুই নাই, এই তো দেহ স্তরে ঊর্ধ্বে আছে, এই ফার্টি জগতে কোনো সম্পর্কই নয়। Actually, this is the reason why human beings have got enhanced intelligence, is to go beyond this material duality, the material illusion, and see the real permanent basis.
So,
if a person simply wastes his life trying to chase after the different whims of the body, it's considered that the life is completely completely wasted. It's completely misuse of the opportunity of a human birth.
So, jodi je manush khali tar sharire tarona sharire obhab gule mitate she khali byasto thake, তাকে বিবেচনা করা হয় যে সেটাকে অপব্যয় করছে এবং
So here in India, the basic original culture was all based upon achieving spiritual realization.
তো এখানে ভারতবর্ষে যে এই আত্মতত্ত্ব উপলব্ধির উপর ভিত্তি করে এই সমগ্র
because people know that they have another life after this, they naturally think about the next life equally or more than the present life. But nowadays, of course, the influence of the present artificial age is so strong that here, even though the customs are maintained, the underlying philosophy, to a large extent, has been gradually forgotten. What? Here in India. Jehe jehe kali yuge prabhave manushe jodi tader ritiniti to adhyatmik darshane janno ekhono ache, kintu se gyan to tara hariye geche adhikangsho. So the thing that we have to do in India is simply to remind the people the philosophy. They already have the basic understanding, but they've forgotten their philosophy. They've forgotten the spiritual knowledge.
So, এখানে ভারতবর্ষে এখানে বিশেষ করে যে উদ্দেশ্য হচ্ছে যে তাদের সেই ইয়েটাকে জাগিয়ে তোলা, সেই বৈদিক সংস্কৃতিটা নিজের জাগিয়ে তোলা, কিন্তু এখানে সকলেই প্রায় সেই জিনিসটা ভুলে গেছে।
See, even if somebody knows, it's like a theory, they don't really believe it anymore, because of the Western influence. Philosophy to us, we very willingly took it up because we are looking for something better. And when we practiced it, immediately we got an effect. Immediately we could feel the difference. So when someone practices, then you can get the effect. Just giving lip service won't do anything. Mokhik bhave mani niye to kono kaj hobe na, kaj kamo cholate hobe. Jai bhaje sei bhoro, Krishna bhakta hino char. Who worships Krishna, who does the practical self-realization, he'll be elevated. And those who are talking about it or don't know anything about it, they're simply under the material influence. They won't be able to see beyond the material illusion. See, even if somebody here has spiritual, some philosophical understanding, if they don't practice, if they don't apply it, they won't get the actual benefit. Here or anywhere. The Bhagavad Gita therefore says that knowledge, you see, greater than knowledge is actually performing the sacrifice, performing the practical self-realization process. Because that's the fruit of knowledge. So, in conclusion, therefore, because it's so difficult in the present artificial age to find any ideal circumstance to practice self-realization, a very simple process has been given, which can be practiced anywhere, anytime, any place, by anyone. See, whether you're in the top of the mountain or whether you're in the bottom of the pit, anyone can practice the process given by Lord Chaitanya. Somebody desires, anybody can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ichha korle sabai kirtan korte pare. It's not very difficult. Look at the children, even the children they're able to chant. You see, any part of the world, whether it's China or America or anywhere, as soon as someone starts to seriously practice the meditation, reads Bhagavad Gita, they can immediately feel contact with the spiritual energy.
So, jara ichi, China hi hok, America hi hok, jekono jaygate hi hok na kai. Jokoni keu eta onushilon kore, eta eta kirtan kore, tokhon sei tar sei boro sei
But if somebody, even if they may be with devotees or they may hear some of the philosophy, if they don't actually chant, if they don't actually concentrate on the form of self-realization, then they'll always remain distant from actual understanding of what is really going on outside of the material purview.
যতই কেউ সে ভগবতের সঙ্গে করুক বা ভক্তের কাছে সেই দর্শন শুনুক, যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত তারা ঠিক এটাকে অনুশীলন করছে ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত তারা ঠিক তারা কাছে আসতে পারে, তারা সবসময় একটা দূরত্বে থেকে যায় এবং তারা সেটাকে বুঝতে পারে।
Lord Chaitanya is saying, jeev jago, gaura chanda bole, khoto nidra jao maya, pisa chira kole. Wake up, sleeping souls. While you're sleeping on the lap of the witch Maya. Maya means material illusion. Wake up from this illusion. See what is beyond this temporary world. So, that it's up to us to wake up. You see, if we are woken up, we can wake up. But if we are already awake and we're making believe we're asleep, then it's very hard to wake that person up. You see, it's impossible.
So,
if a person already can see that the material world is definitely illusion, can already see there has to be something beyond it, but still, just due to attachment, just due to some artificial attachment, due to some lethargy or some other type of material hang-up, is just neglecting to actually try to go into the spiritual realization. In other words, the person's awake already to the illusion, but is pretending to be asleep. You can't wake that person up. It's not sincere. It's a hypocrite. So that's why Lord Chaitanya, actually his mercy is for everyone. Anyone can become very advanced in self-realization, can realize the self, can realize God, the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth face to face. The spiritual light, the spiritual expansions, the spiritual world. If simply the person's sincere, if simply the person is not a hypocrite, it's very easy to achieve all these realizations. But even after realizing the falsity of the material illusion and a materialistic world, if the person still simply remains in other forms of materialism, what is the use? Se partitike jagate mitho vasat buzar buzar pore jariyo tha holo partitik jagate khaji moddhe thake tale tar ki hobe. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says, wake up, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Thank you very much. Leave these sufferings, just as Prabhupada said here, with the purpose of delivering the suffering humanity from the pains of material burdens. Are there any questions? No, it says that he's present. It said Nara and Narayan are present in Krishna. That Nara is present in Arjuna and Narayan is present in Krishna, because Krishna is able to assume unlimited forms. For every incarnation, he assumes a different form, but he doesn't lose his consciousness. He never forgets. So in that way, within Krishna, because he's the original form, all the other forms are included. Just as Lord Chaitanya, from his form, he produced Rama, he expanded Varaha, Narsingha, all the forms came out. So Nara and Narayan are also within Krishna. Not that Krishna, it says that Nara and Narayan is Angsa, it says he's a part. And another part of Bhagavatam, it says Krishna is Angsi, that he is the whole. So in the part is definitely going to be present within the whole. So Nara and Narayan, this previous incarnation as great sages, are also present within Krishna. And Narayan came in that particular time and place to help the people to get self-realization. Similarly, Krishna in the original form, within him, Narayan is there, and within Arjuna, Nara is there. And Arjuna is also the part of Krishna, if you see the whole thing. It was very clear, just in the technical way it was written. See, it says that Narayana, the plenary expansion of Krishna, had come as Krishna. Narayana has come as Krishna, Varaha, everyone. But they're all a part of Krishna. That means within Krishna, all these avatars are there. So Krishna, he can manifest any of those particular moods. You see, you won't find Narasimha Dev dancing with the gopis. That's not his mood. You won't find Varaha churning butter or something. You won't find, each has got a particular mood. You see. There's certain things that only Krishna does that they don't do. But Krishna, you'll find in his avatar, he can become angry and defeat. That's not the Krishna mood. That's the particular mood that when Krishna only manifests that mood, that's present in Saint Nrsimhadev or in some other avatar. So within Krishna, he has all these different roops and all these different forms and different moods. So you can say it that you can say it either way. You can say Narayana has come in Krishna, or you can say Narayana is the part of Krishna and he's come. It's a technical thing. Yes, Krishna and Arjuna. That means that Krishna says, Bahuna me batitani janmaham tabat Arjuna. You see that you have taken many births, so have I. But you forget, I don't. That means that Krishna also appeared before as Na and Narayan. The difference, it's the same Krishna, it's not like there's different Godheads. There's one absolute truth. But sometimes, in a different form, Krishna is only showing a very small percentage of his total capacity. It's the same person. It's just he's not showing the full what he can do. A person goes on stage, maybe he just sings one act. But he can actually sing, dance, he can stand on his head, he can do walk on a tightrope, he just shows one thing. You see. It's not his whole ensemble. It's not his whole act. He can do so many things. So Narayana Narayan is just showing his austerity and his knowledge. Mainly the austere aspect. And Nara has come with him, Arjuna. So the same, they're coming. But sometimes Krishna is partially manifesting, sometimes fully manifesting. The full manifestation, the original manifestation, the original form is Krishna. It's the same person, it's just different percentages of how much he's showing.
My question is, when Krishna comes, he directly comes spiritual,
but it's one and the same thing. One and the same thing. When Krishna comes down from the spiritual world, then within him also Nara and Narayan are there. Because the point, why is Mahavishnu addressing? Because Nara and Narayana, individual soul and Narayana came together. They were a team. And they together gave spiritual knowledge. Like when Varaha came, it was a one man, one God show. I mean, he was there all alone and he just came and did his, when Trivikram came, or when other people, they had different, there's the Supreme Person was there, but he didn't have a counterpart that he, came with at the same time to disseminate knowledge. There were different pastimes, different situations. But the situation of Nara and Narayan, where Narayana came down, and with him there was an individual soul who was his constant companion, who was disseminating spiritual knowledge together with him. And they were just never separated. And the form of Krishna and Arjuna, once Krishna left Vrindavana, he was always with Arjuna, practically constantly. They sit together, eat together, they were fighting together, everything they were doing was together. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita with him together, he arranged his marriage, he did whatever. Everything was together. So in that sense, you can see that that particular mood of the Supreme Soul and the individual in that type of relationship is the same in Nara Narayan, or very similar as in Krishna and Arjuna. So Mahavishnu is particularly addressing the relationship as both Arjuna and Krishna came. So from that we can understand that this relationship that Krishna and Arjuna has is eternal. But even in other avatars, certain avatars when Krishna comes, and he has a friend like that, or a constant companion, that is also incarnation of Arjuna. Krishna is the incarnation of Naranarayan. Naranarayan is a part of Krishna. That means that the same function that Naranarayan was serving, Krishna also serves. But it's not limited there. It's not a full stop. It's a semicolon. Beyond that, there's so many other purposes. There are other places you'll find that Rama has come as Krishna. Then you'll find other quotes, the other incarnation have come also as Krishna. And then you find, how is it possible that Narayan has come as Krishna, that Narayan has come as Krishna, that Vishnu has come as Krishna, that Rama has come as Krishna? That is explained because Krishna's to Bhagavan Swam, to Krishna's the original form. So all those forms are within him. When it's the same person, you can say that the prime minister came as he was driving a car. So he came as a car driver. You can say the car driver came as the prime minister. It's the same. Here in the material world, there's two different people. You have the car driver and the prime minister. But in Krishna and Naranarayan, there's no difference. You can say Naranarayan came as Krishna, or Krishna came as Naranarayan. Same thing. Because just so you wouldn't make that mistake, in the Sanskrit, it qualified it first. That who is the origin? It says, Harer Amsa. Who is the part and who is the whole? It's Harer Amsa, Iha Agatau. That Naranarayan are the Amsa. Amsa means the part. Just so that later on when it said that they have come again as Krishna, I mean that Krishna also is fulfilling a similar purpose as this incarnation. But just so you wouldn't get confused and think that like Naranarayan are the origin, he first of all qualifies it that they are Amsa. They're the part. Doesn't say Krishna is the part. In other places, Krishna is the whole. It's the same writer of the whole Bhagavatam. Is that all right? All right. Anything else? Akishu? That's why I said that this verse deals with a lot of technical things. Chaita Parivartan. The six changes. Janma, birth. Growing. Vistar. Vritti. Maintaining. Sthiti. Byproduct. Utpanna. Decreasing. Decreasing rate. Not quite. Koi means decreasing, or koi. And then destruction, death, mitsu, vinash. Baby is born, grows, janma holo, boro hoy, stays, 20 to 40, stay more or less the same, produce some children, byproducts, they can make, aki rakam prai thake kichu din, tarpori bachcha thakche pari. Gradually gets old, viddu hoi jai, mori jai, death. Same thing human being, same thing plant. Plant seed sprouts, grows, flowers, produces seed or fruit, wilts, dies. Phule gachta, ankar ute, boro hoi, phul ki phal hoi, te teki abar gachche utpadan hove. Asta aste, ki bole, jengi pore? Jore pore? Mori jai, suki jai. So plant, fish, human, all form of material life, wherever the jiva atma is there, jekane is jiva atma ase, jekane is jivon, you'll find these six changes. Those changes you won't find in steel, in just a chair, a wall, যে কোনো পার্থিব এই বস্তু এইসব পরিবর্তন দেখা যাবে না. Because they don't have the soul, they don't have the spark of life, they don't have the living consciousness, they don't go through these changes. That's the difference between matter and spirit. Because of the presence of spirit, this matter is changing. Jehetu se atma ache, sei karone ei parthivik shokti poribartan korche. Jekhane nai sei poribartan hobe na, oi ekrokom aste aste koi hoye jabe bas. Is that all right? You can follow to Bustarism. We're ready for darshan. Hare Krishna.